Thank you for reaching out to our ad. I really look forward to working with you. Of course, the ad is a bit ominous, but that's just the nature of things. It's nothing to worry about. So this is just a quick disclaimer form. Nothing interesting about it. Just need to get you to sign it off real quick, and then we can start your enrichment program. Don't bother with the small print. I'm sure you're gonna love it either way. Okay, well, I'll take you back through here. You may notice the room is quite warm. Don't worry, this is by design. Okay, so now take off your clothes. I'm not kidding. Time to take them off. You agreed to this in the form. You can take it back now, or you won't get your payment. Simple as that. It's a lot of money to say goodbye to, isn't it? So, be a good pet and take your clothes off. Good. I'll put them on the side for now. Lie down on the table for me. Get nice and comfy and raise your arms above your head. Don't be alarmed. This is all part of the procedure. I would strongly recommend no interrupting from here on out. You see, those who talk back need their mouth muzzled, and well, it's a bit early in the day to be worried about that. Now, I trust you read the disclaimer on the sheet. You get paid for the satisfaction of myself, so I'm sure you'll do just great to please me. We start very basic and very small. My aim is to provide you with the utmost pleasure possible. It's okay if you're a sup. You seem like someone who's never been domed before. But worry not. You're in my very capable hands. First, I'll just inspect your dick and balls. If I didn't know any better, I would say you were slightly aroused. Now to take a look at the hand. Yes, this will do just fine. Shaft is nice as well. Balls appropriate size for the milking. I hope you haven't jerked off recently. You wouldn't want to disappoint me with meager amounts of cum now, would you? No, you want to be a good boy for me. Okay, let me see. No point in being mean at the start. Let's use some lube first. Get it lathered all over your cock. Don't look so concerned. Just lie still, look up, and listen. I'll explain what I'm doing. No surprises or horrible shocks for you. First, I'll stroke your shaft, getting it completely covered in all the lube. I don't want an inch of you to be dry, so to speak. I'll just be going up and down, nice and slow, just to warm you up. Start getting a bit excited. I promise I'll take it nice and easy on you. I won't bite. Not until you force me to. Then, just up and down like this. With my other hand, I will fondle your ball, making sure to give them attention as well. After all, that's where my precious cum is. Just enjoying the feeling of being completely covered and slick. No friction, as we almost glide up and down, stopping to give the head some extra attention, having my fingers wrapped around the tips, slowly going over the frenulum. That's my favorite part. It really is. Tell me, have you ever been palmed before? In terms of coming from it. Ooh, well, in that case, I'll certainly keep it in mind. I'll take real good care of you. Okay, back to stroking up and down again. All the way to the base and back up. The skin moving around, the ball sack tightening in preparation for coming already. I most certainly hope not. I've hardly even gotten started. Such an obscene gesture from your genitalia. To think it can come without me saying. I'm sure you'll learn soon enough what happens if you come without my say-so. I wouldn't want to find out so soon if I were you. Are you enjoying the sensation though? Having one hand go up and down. What about two together so your cock is completely covered? I know my hands are small, but if I go slowly, I can feel my fingers go over the ridge of the tip and down your shaft. And stop at the base. And back up again, pushing the skin with each stroke. Isn't it just simply amazing? Letting someone else be fully in control. You're completely helpless. You can even stop me if you wanted to. Could you? I'm not going to try anything funny, but I just want you to think about it, how helpless you are. Maybe you could kick your legs and wet your hips a little in protest. But really, you couldn't even stop me from milking you. Even if you did shout out, isn't it a nice feeling? Giving up and letting whatever happens to you just happen. There. Just listen to the lube sounds the gloves are making. The lube against your cock. The movement up and down, up and down, up and down. It's almost just too perfect. Having someone completely clueless for what they're in for. Knowing everything I do. All the tricks I can do to maximize the milking session. I hope your balls know what they're in for. They won't disappoint, I'm sure. But ultimately, when a guy goes on a mating spree, he is pumped full of testosterone from his brain. But what happens when he isn't the one in charge? Giving in to his animalistic instincts of dominating others. But instead, he is the one being dominated. Well, that's why you're here. You are my perfect little experiment. We are going to be having lots of fun together. You see, isn't it great? Getting strapped down and made to come over and over. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? But I don't make you come. I force you to. That's the only slight difference. So whilst we're on the subject of coming, you have a countdown. When I reach number one, you will come. I'll jerk you off as hard as I can with two hands. All you have to do is give in. Relax and let the pleasure radiate through you with a toe-curling orgasm. Let's add additional lube. I want you to be a messy boy by the end of this. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Your breathing's really ragged. Don't you dare come before 1. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Good boy, you're doing so well. Don't think about shooting out all that cum until I've said the number, though. Time for your bombing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh. Oh. You couldn't hold it in. Oh. Now I have to confess, I was kind of hoping for that. God, look at all that cum. Such a shame it's not being used to impregnate someone. What a waste. Oh well, since you failed to listen to my orders, I'm afraid as a penalty, you will have to have yet another orgasm today. Excuse me for a while. I'm afraid you will be left in your mess as an additional penalty. Naughty little boy. Well, did you manage to self-reflect and understand why you've been so naughty? I don't like being mean, but when you don't listen to my rules, then you don't get the benefits of being a well-behaved boy. This time, you're standing up. Go on, raise your hands up and I'll attach them to the beam. Just need to put it slightly higher so you're on your tiptoes. You don't get to rest until I say. So now, you have to hold yourself up, tensing your ab muscles. I wonder if you'll catch on. Well, for your disobedience, it saddens me that it happened so shortly. So now, we will be using a vibrator. Don't worry, it's not going anywhere you might not be a fan of. Or maybe you secretly want it, but that's for another day. A simple vibrator. From the expression on your face, it looks like you've never felt such pleasure before on your cock. So, as a courtesy call, I'll test it ever so slightly. First, let me put my gloves on. More lube is never a bad idea. This time, I'll apply less. Don't want you taking things for granted now. Okay. I'll start at the base. Even the balls can get some slight attention here. I can see you getting bigger. Do you really like it that much? How cute. Then, if I bring it up your shaft, getting closer to the head. Oh, you're moving your hips. Is it too intense? You know, after a long time of vibration, your dick gets used to it. It can even get tingly and crave more. I wonder if it's enough attention to make you leak some pre-cum. And then to lower it again down the shaft, taking it off and pressing it on again. The pleasure radiating all over. Was it more intense when I'm in your face like this? Your body is tensing up. I've not even shown you the settings yet. You see, I could, in theory, attach this vibrator to your cock, put it on for 10 seconds, and off for 10 seconds, and just sit and watch you squirm away, watching your eyes grow more and more panicked as you're just aching to come. But every time, as you tense your whole body in complete agony, so close to finally getting that release, it just stops, losing all that excitement. The dread on your face is every time you get so close, but it never comes, and you never come. Because deep down, you know, you need me. You need me to give you permission. You wouldn't want to come again without my permission. That would be very ill advised now, wouldn't it? Oh, you're nodding your head as well. Good boy. This deserves some more lube. And maybe an increase in the sensitivity. There are 10 settings, but let's start you nice and slow. You're on 1, so I'll reward you with 2. Well, aren't you going to thank me? Good boy. If I wrap the vibrator around my hand and your cock as well, I can move up and down like this. The vibrator even goes down your balls as well, then up again to bring pleasure to the tip. It really is this easy giving in. Isn't this not the way it should be? The woman servicing the man. It doesn't mean I don't get anything out of it. It might seem that way, but I assure you, I am more than certainly getting something out of this. Listening to your breathing increase. Maybe I'll even get to hear your whimpers at some point when the pleasure is getting too much, the overstimulation, just being completely intoxicated. Is it good when I rub up and down? How slick it all is? Do you think if I gave you a countdown, you would actually be a good pet and follow it this time? Now I know you're not that dumb. Not yet, anyway. That's for when I make you come brain 24/7. It's not that I'm not sympathetic, but when I am so kind as to jerk you off, say all these dirty things in your ears, surely you should be kind enough to come when I say and permit it. I have about 15 seconds on and 15 seconds off. This time, actually, instead of a countdown, you're going to come when I say. Don't worry, I'm sure you'll get the hint when it's time to come. You're so cute when you squirm. You know that? So precious. I would love to make you mine entirely to ruin. Starting and stopping. I'm sure you're loving this. Or are you just thinking about finally releasing after all this playtime? Or maybe you're curious about what happens next when I'm satisfied. The rewards. I mean, ultimately, for a guy, the reward is impregnating me. But that... well, we won't be doing that. You see, you're beneath me. I would never let you thrust into me. That's simply just obscene. However, if you were strapped down, unable to move an inch, and I fuck you, well, that would make you my toy, wouldn't it? You would be my perfect little toy, and well, of course you would be trained at that point. So no matter how much you were begging and pleading with me to let you come deep down inside my fertile womb, you would still behave. Hold it in. Tense up. Because you would never disappoint me after being rewarded for being so good. letting you sit there as you get to go inside my dripping, wet pussy. You see, nothing turns me on more than dominating a guy. Stripping him of his instincts to the point where he could never go back sexually, to where he would always need me. Okay, time to put this on 10. Press it against your frenulum and you can come. Oh my god, so good. Oh, you did it. Oh, perfect, just perfect. And look at this amount. It's not even been an hour since the last time I milked you, and you produced this much already. Oh, how you keep pleasing me. Well, time to take the gloves off, since this session is done. Since you've behaved, your next session is in 5 minutes. I'll return shortly. Well, you're still going to be restrained, but this time, take your arms out from above and put them behind you. You can sit on your ass with your legs out this time. Rest your back against the pole. It's a little cold, but something tells me you won't notice much when we get started. Let's see how eager you are to go again. I can't remember what the saying is, but something along the lines of, all guys shout out that they have a high sex drive until a girl comes along and makes them rethink their whole lives. Well, that wasn't word for word, but you get the point. Now, it doesn't even seem like it's gone down much. Are you still feeling the effects of your after orgasm? Maybe he is super sensitive right now. Well, let me inspect. Your cock is still hard. I can see your heartbeat. Still slick with lube and cum. What a messy boy. Speaking of messes, well, in the nicest way, since I've been playing with you, I've been holding back a lot on you. Don't you agree? So if I just lift up my skirt, what do you notice? That's right. Look how much you've excited me. I wasn't kidding when I said this is my favorite thing to watch. Having a man become more and more deprived. I simply love it. I'm sure you're loving it too. Now time to clean me up. I don't want to be a mess. Now you see, that's both a reward and punishment for you. To remind you how you're just my plaything. My toy. So, get licking. Oh, good boy. You're twitching so much. Are you happy you're able to directly serve me? Doing as I say, which brings me so much. Please. Your wet tongue drinking up all my juices. Oh, how cute. Your entire body being dominated by me, inside and out. Let me get on my hands and knees. Although I don't approve of this position much, needs must. I have direct access to your cock, and you have direct access to my pussy. Good boy. Oh, surely you to behave for me so you can get inside, right? I mean, you would have to be completely restricted, but a small price to pay for such pleasures of the flesh. I suppose I can stroke you gently, just well, with one finger this time, just so it's almost like a pressure point on your cock, giving attention to the head. Are you feeling overstimulated? I know a way to make it feel even more intense if you really want. You should be thankful I'm even touching you at all when you're permitted to lick me. It's because of you I'm feeling like this after all. But you're still my focus. My objective, if you will. Don't you like it when I put a finger over the head? I have to admit, wrapping my finger over the tip and going up and down the neck really brings me so much glee. I couldn't even explain it. Maybe because I know I'm giving you pleasure, but it simply isn't enough. Maybe I could train you so one day it's enough. But that is in the future. For now, I'm very happy to have you, to use you. Say, what about face sitting? Oh, that got a response from him. You see, when a man holds in his breath, or is forced, if you will, that everything just gets more intense for him, all he can think about is what's in front of him. Why not we try that? Not that you have much of a choice. I'll wrap my hand around your cock as a reward, too. How about we start easy? Just 5 seconds. Well, how was that? Makes you feel kind of intoxicated, right? More? I think you're leaking pre-cum. How cute. I almost want to taste. Almost being the main word. Let's try 10 seconds this time. Honestly, this situation makes me want to milk you of just pre-cum. See how much you can leak in general. Hours upon hours of being touched, poked, and prodded. I haven't even discovered your best fetishes yet. How you would love becoming completely numb to the world and completely taken care of by me. I hope you're savoring each moment my ass is pressed against your face. Is this your first time for breath play? You're loving it, huh? Even getting to the point where I'm permitting you to breathe. How cute. Just how far down the rabbit hole can I take you? How deprived I can get you, so far away from your instincts. I think I'll need to strap your legs down for the next part. Sometimes we just have to give in to instincts as well. There's no other way to say it. I'm going to use you as a human dildo. I'm sure you won't object. Just remember, no coming until I say. That's the most important thing. I don't care if you're bursting for it. Under no circumstances, you come in me. Clear. Can you hear how wet I am? As I tease it against your shaft? So, so close to getting inside. I wonder, is your brain fighting with you now, as I go along it? Are you desperate, just waiting to force it inside, or do you know deep down that you're going to behave and follow my instructions? Fuck. What a shame you can't thrust, cause your cock's nice and thick. Oh, remember though, you're just here to pleasure me. Oh, nothing else. No, be a good human dildo and try to be quiet. I don't care how much you're enjoying this. Oh, you're here for one thing, and one thing only. Oh, to please me. I bet it's nice seeing me from the back like this. Oh, my ass cheeks bouncing in your face. Who's a good human dildo? Oh. Oh, it's you, baby. Oh, just keep taking it. Going all the way out and right and again. Oh, the sloppy sounds I'm making off of you. Fuck. Oh, let me turn around so I can see your pathetic face. See you whimpering from the pleasure. Oh, isn't this better? I can look right into your eyes. Oh, nod your head if this is better. Good. Oh, now open your mouth and stick out your tongue. You're gonna swallow my spit, okay? Oh, everything is for my amusement. Don't be shy. I know it's something new for you, but it's you being rewarded with my spit. Go on, swallow it. Good boy. You're all mine, aren't you? You know no one else will compare to how well I treat you. You're just eager to make me so happy. So I will let you come. Maybe you're secretly hoping I'll let you come inside my pussy. Oh, I've rescued myself for so inexperienced. Oh, but I'll tell you one thing. One thing that makes me go crazy. Do you think you'd do it for me? I love it when subs back, begging to come inside my pussy. Oh, fill me up with their hot, thick seed. Maybe even get to impregnate me. Do you think you'd be willing to beg for me to make me so happy and do this? You really are my well-behaved boy. Remember, no coming inside me. But if you keep begging, I might be the one coming from using you. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, what are you thinking about? Desperate. I love that word. Are you gonna be a good boy and not come? Yes. I should have warned you about how powerful that word was for me. don't think I'm happy that you came inside me. Although, I suppose, at least you know how good it feels. I'm afraid, pup. You're gonna have to be punished for this, 'cause that's what happens to bad boys who don't listen. Oh dear, you're in for a long night.